You mentioned this trial of metastatic disease, looking at cetuximab and bevacizumab, and I'm curious about where you think things might be heading in terms of basically the concept of double antibody therapy.
Well, it's controversial, in part because of the results of the PACE study, which are being presented again at this meeting. The PACE study was a randomized trial as first-line treatment where 4 out of 5 people got FOLFOX, the other got FOLFIRI, but they were then randomized to get bevacizumab, Avastin, either alone or in combination with panitumumab. And the justification for doing that was a randomized phase 2 trial that had been performed at Memorial that suggested that there was no detriment to this. Well, to everybody's surprise...
Of course, that was with cetuximab.
That was with cetuximab. You're right. In this circumstance, the PACE study has shown seeming detriment and increased toxicity. It remains unclear why that has occurred, but at least looking at the abstracts at this meeting compared to last spring, that difference appears to still be there. It's not enormous, but it certainly didn't improve things.
What's your take on this? I mean, the whole concept, I mean, I could see where maybe toxicity, you don't get as much therapy in, et cetera, but I mean, could you envision some way where it actually would be counterproductive therapeutically in terms of anti-tumor benefit?
Oh, I suppose you could. I suppose.
I mean, what's your gut feeling about what's going on in this
study? We assume that bevacizumab works as an anti-angiogenesis drug. There are some who argue that it works maybe that way, and certainly does in renal cell cancer and islet cell tumors, but there are some who would argue that what it does is it increases the permeability of the cell membranes, so it's really modulating chemotherapy and making chemotherapy concentrations within the cell higher. Would that be interfering with the binding of a compound like cetuximab or panitumumab to the cell surface? Would it be changing conformation? I'm speculating. I don't know. As I understand it, none of the scientists from the companies that have brought us cetuximab or panitumumab at the moment have a solid answer either. And the final analysis isn't yet in on the PACE study.